ready?
Welcome back to the Eat It and Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends here in the Savannah Hilton Head DMA on WJCL-TV, both Saturdays and Sundays. You can also find us on YouTube. Our channel is Eat It and Like It. Find us, give us a subscribe. Big shout out to our friends here at District Live Studios at Plant Riverside District for the digs and recording this podcast. Always a good time down here on the banks of the beautiful Savannah River. It is a beautiful November morning as we sit here and chat with you about a 14,000 square foot restaurant on the way. Man, that thing was big. I had the pleasure of being given a tour of a Savannah's newest ginormous monstrosity of a restaurant earlier this week called the Old Savannah Distillery and Restaurant. I did not know for the longest time that it was on the way. It sits right at the doorstep, right? If you're familiar with downtown Savannah, as you come into the city, downtown at any rate, off of Interstate 16, dumps you off right at the Savannah Civic Center. On the left, you see people trying to pull you in to get you to ride the Old Town trolleys. There's a bunch of big old warehouses there that up until now had not been used. Well, one of them has been in the renovation stages for the last 2 years of a six-year project-ish. I say that because the plans were ready to go right before the world ended in 2020, but the shovel went in the ground in January of 2024, and they're about to wrap up construction of a beautiful, beautiful tasting room and restaurant right there at MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and Montgomery Streets, the block in between them both near the Savannah Civic Center. I got a look at the whole thing, soup to nuts. I even saw the bathrooms. It was wild. It was a pretty intense tour. And it's giant. The front of the place, the front of the big old warehouse, is kind of part liquor store, I want to say, because there's clearly a wall. And this is where they are going to sell bottles of the spirits that they are having distilled. And I say having distilled because it's called Old Distillery and Restaurant, but they are not distilling anything on that property. Their spirits, 10 flavors, as I understand it, on opening day, are being made at St. Augustine Distillery down in Florida. Then they're being bottled down there and brought up here. There's mint julep, I believe it was mint julep vodka, peach vodka, spicy rum. There were a million. There were 10. I saw most of them, all kinds of flavors that will be for sale by the bottle. But inside, once you go around, because it's a separate entrance, into this restaurant, there's a giant gift shop area, and then a tasting room. The bar is huge that they're building, and that's where you'll be able to taste cocktails that are being made with any of these 10 spirits that I just told you about a second ago. Obviously, the goal is, hey, buy a cocktail here, and if you want to make it at home, go right back into that room over there, and you can purchase a bottle of this stuff. Great, great idea. And that room, that front room, is a huge, bigger than a lot of restaurants, tasting area with one of three full-service bars right on the other side. There's going to be one tasting bar and then one full-service bar on the other side with six or seven draft beers. You go to the back of the room, and it's a giant open-air kitchen concept restaurant that will seat upwards of 200 people. It's going to have windows, a wall of windows out on Montgomery Street in Savannah looking at the Civic Center. It's going to be decorated to look like a modern-day distillery. They're going to have moving parts. I pause to use this term, but it sounds what they describe the decor is going to be like. It sounds Disney-esque. It's going to have, you know, moving parts and, you know, there's no animatronics and there's going to be no, you know, old timer distilling and waving at you like a Chuck E. Cheese. It's not going to be like that, but they're trying to make it look like an operating distillery, even though it very much is not. I think it's going to be beautiful from what I saw. There's a giant mosaic, tile mosaic in the floor, welcoming everybody to the old Savannah Distillery on the floor at the entrance in the back, another hostess stand, another full-service bar. This thing is huge. Upstairs, 4,000 more square feet of event space. It looks like a 20 speakeasy. There's a tiny stage up there for live music. It will be perfect for corporate events that Now that we have a much larger civics convention center across the river, the kind of business that's going to come to Savannah, and all of that stuff. The general manager was the gentleman giving me the tour, Phil. Super nice guy. Thank you, Phil, if you're listening, for the tour. We talked menu, and it's interesting because he was given practically, practically a blank check to design this restaurant. He did a masterful job. There were really, there's no detail left, unspotlighted. Everything they needed here, and I could, you know, go all the way down to there's windows in the dishwasher area, but, you know, we don't need to rabbit hole that deeply. So much attention to detail, not only for the front of the house where the guests will be, but in the back. The kitchen is huge, and they are going to have everything they need to execute the menu that he wrote before he designed the restaurant. Now, it's important to understand that this is going to be largely directed at visitors or tourists, as we like to call them down here. I call them visitors. And so the foods that are going to be dominating that menu are the foods that people come to Savannah to enjoy. He mentioned Low Country Boil by name. He mentioned fried chicken by name. He mentioned a Thursday, every Thursday year-round, they're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And it's going to go all day, but when they run out of, you know, turkey and all the fixings like you would have on Thanksgiving, but year-round, every Thursday, kind of a blue light special thing. And they're not going to make 10 turkeys and, you know, have to throw a lot of it away or turn it into soup or otherwise repurpose leftovers. No, they're going to make a finite amount. And when it's gone, which is an idea that that I absolutely loved. It should do well. It will do well. Are you kidding? They've got the Old Town Trolley stopping right in front, which is the on-off point, the beginning for the Old Town Trolleys. And so they've got a constant built-in flow of visitor traffic that could walk in there for a bite to eat. And if the food is good enough, being very honest, if the food is good enough, the locals will find it too. I'm sure it's going to be a little smidgen on the pricier end. This building was not inexpensive to put together. But if the food is good enough, I'd go. If you got visitors in town, hey, you want to see this? You know, it's a nice little attraction we got here. Okay, cool. The people who live 20, 30 minutes outside of downtown may or may not go out of their way to come into town to eat there. But that's fine. There are plenty of people that will take the time to eat it and like it if there is eating and liking to be had there. I'm looking forward to all of that. You know, so it's going to be beautiful. I think it's already beautiful from what I saw. You can see pictures right now at eatinlikeit.com. I laugh because I knew when I wrote my piece for the website that I was going to get snarked by a handful of people saying, oh, it's just another tourist spot. Oh, it's the same menu as all the other tourist spots. Yep. You're absolutely right. And the reason why that exists is because it's largely the foods that people come to Savannah to eat. You know, if you're a local and you like being a foodie, and I do, and you like progressive menus, and you like places that push the envelope a little bit, if you will, I'm all about it. I love those places as well, but I wouldn't be the first person to tell you what sells the most volume if you're trying to target the visitor dollar is those Southern comfort staples. It's why Miss Wilkes, because the food is great, does such a great job, and there's a line down the street. It's why fried green tomatoes are so popular. It's why our Southern Mount Rushmore, if you will, of Southern restaurants here in Savannah are as popular as they are. The Pink House, Vic's, 45 Bistro, and that type of restaurant. Yes, we're always going to have, you know, for those of us who want to go, you know, next level on food here in this town, we're always going to have our Common Threads and Fleetings and Late Air and Joe and Vera and all of these other places that you can do a little more progressive menu. But it would be silly to scoff at the fact that Savannah being the, last I looked, 15 million visitors a year type of city, that's not to include, I don't think, conventions now that are going to be coming in higher volume because of the newer convention center. I keep calling it the Civic Center. Stop that. Convention Center. That's going to bring more and bigger business here. We just had the SEC volleyball tournament here. I mean, with the End Market Arena, we're getting things here that we've never had before. Savannah's going to keep growing, whether, you know, Joe Food Snob likes it or not. And the people that are coming here from Ohio and Oregon and Michigan and New Hampshire and Texas, they're not coming here to eat, you know, spaghetti and meatballs. Well, some might be, but most are not. They're coming here to eat the foods that make this what it is. And so if it's just another tourist menu to you, well, then keep walking down to the next place and get your Marbled and Fin on, which is coming to the intersection of Houston and Oglethorpe soon, or Husk, or any of the other places that we have for progressive food. It frustrates me. I won't lie, to hear people just chirping at, you know, another Southern menu. Okay, cool. We've got plenty of options, man, and we got more coming along the way. So just cool your jets and let's let our visitors enjoy part of what it is that makes this place so special and why we choose to call it home, myself, for 21 years now. I'm jumping off the soapbox. If you like it, go eat it. If you don't like that type of food, don't. It's quite simple. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here in the Eat It Like a Podcast. One more thank you to our friends here at District Live Studios at the Plant Riverside District for the hospitality. Find more 24 hours a day. We never close. Eatitandlikeit.com. We'll see you next time.